You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Why We Pray by William J. U. Philip. This book is read by Maurice England. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition is published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers, Crossway Books and Bibles. Based on Why We Pray, copyright 2015 by William J. U. Philip. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To the memory of my father, James Philip. His prayers, especially those from the pulpit of Holyrood Abbey Church, Edinburgh, were an enriching benediction for which I and countless others will give thanks all the days of our lives. Forward. In the pregnant pause between the Ascension and Pentecost, there's a prayer meeting in Jerusalem. Jesus had instructed his followers to wait for the promised Holy Spirit in order that they might take the gospel to the end of the earth. Luke records the gathering of the 11 apostles in the upper room. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. It is no exaggeration to say that the church was born in prayer, and that the subsequent growth of the Word and of the church cannot be explained apart from their prayers. Jesus had made it clear to them that apart from him, they could do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. And he had also taught them that if they knew how to give good gifts to their children, to a far greater extent, the Father would give good gifts to them that asked him. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, and Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Throughout Acts, we find the church at prayer. In seeking a replacement for Judas, they prayed for guidance. Acts chapter 1, verse 24. When Peter and John were confronted by opposition and threats, they lifted their voices together to the Sovereign Lord and prayed that they might continue to speak the word with all boldness. Acts chapter 4, verse 29. When the practical demands of a growing church became the occasion of discord, the apostles made it clear that nothing must divert them from the priority of prayer and the ministry of the word. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. This thread of earnest, united, believing prayer is woven throughout the fabric of the early church. When Herod had killed James, and it looked as though Peter was next, earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. The commissioning of Barnabas and Saul took place in the context of worship and prayer. Acts chapter 13, verse 3. As Derek Thomas observes, the New Testament church had grasped the essential truth that the God who ordains the end of all things has also ordained the means of its accomplishment. This should not surprise us, because this pattern of prevailing prayer was one that the disciples had learned from spending time with the Lord Jesus. It becomes clear from reading the Gospels that prayer was established in Jesus' life as a holy habit. After an intense evening, when Jesus healed the sick and dealt with the demons, the disciples searched for Jesus. He wasn't where they expected, because rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Similarly, before the selection of the 12 disciples, he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. On the Mount of Olives, as he faced the grim reality of the crucifixion, he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed. Luke chapter 22, verse 41. It is no wonder that on one such occasion, one of the disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Presumably, the reality and intensity of his prayers caused those closest to him to want to learn the secret of real prayer. We might all be grateful for the man's request, for it is surely one with which we
Sample complete. Ready to continue?